Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Ronnie Stanley met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
No, it feels great, you know, just to be out here with the guys. I don't take it for granted, the blessing to just be out here, experience this, and go through this process. You know, I feel very comfortable with where we are right now in our process as an offense and, you know, as a team and building our chemistry. Probably the furthest along I felt, you know, on any team that I've been on at this point. Things are really starting to click early and, you know, coach has gotten us, you know, executing and focused on the right things and everyone's kind of doing what they're supposed to do. It's just good to see.
How good do you feel? Do you feel like the guy that was before that Steelers game?
Yeah, I feel really good, you know. You know, it's kind of hard to tell, you know, exactly what that person is, but I can tell you the person I am now. I feel great.
What's been your take on Saleh?
Saleh's been, you know, he's been great. He's gone out there, done everything coach asked him to do. He's put in all the effort that he needs to put in. He's put in the extra work. He's smart. He's a quick learner. And, you know, this is part of the camp where you really grow and develop as a player. And, you know, and I'm starting to see him, you know, definitely make strides every day. He gets better every day.
Is there a part of you that really kind of takes the responsibility of, you know, bringing him along on your wing?
Oh, yeah. You know, him playing next to me as well definitely gives me more of an opportunity to kind of help him and, you know, just be there for him anytime he needs help.
Ronnie, you've been playing some good offensive lines here.
Yeah, I think this group has the potential to be there.
And what gives you that confidence?
I just know the type of players that we have, you know, the experienced vets, you know, me, Morgan, Kevin Zeiler, and then, you know, we got a lot of some young guys, you know, Tyler's in there, and then we got the left guard, you know, position, and I really think we have the pieces to bring that same type of offensive line, and you know we could be better. So it's just about us, you know, putting that together and actually doing it.
What does a fully healthy offseason in preparation to get to this point in camp meant to you, as far as getting ready for that?
Yeah, definitely. It takes out a lot of the part of, you know, coming in and just getting into football things again, and you know, learning how to cut and, you know, just be more coordinated. So that whole process that I had to deal with before is kind of, I don't have to deal with that now and just really hone in on football and my technique, which is really, you know, just help me be overall better player and a better leader.
How mentally helpful is that, so just to not have that pressure and stress and worry about it?
Yeah, it takes off a lot of stress and makes everything a lot easier because, you know, it just, the main thing you have to focus now on is the game. And you know, that's hard enough as it is, you know, so, but trying to focus on, you know, rehab and doing all these things outside of that, which is, you know, it's still part of it, but having that be a main priority definitely took away a lot of, you know, mental capacity.
Ryan, thinking back to this time of year, was there ever a part of you that wondered, am I ever going to be what I was before? Am I ever going to be able to play at that level, play as consistently as I did before all this started?
Yeah, there was, you know, for sure doubt, you know, especially early on in the injury where you're really not sure, you know, how you're going to run or if you're going to run again and, you know, just kind of hobbling, walking, you know, anywhere, not really doing anything athletic. You really don't know until, you know, you start to turn that corner on, you know, the rehab progression and to be able to firsthand see, you know, okay, I can do these drills, I can feel comfortable doing these movements, just, you know, slowly built up that confidence again.
You get a sense that this team just mentally, you know, last year there were so many guys in your position who didn't know. They were coming back from major injuries, you know, key players. There's not as much, nearly as much of that this year. Does that make a difference, you feel like, in this team's confidence and just where you feel like you're at?
Yeah, I think it makes a big difference, you know, just guys being around and seeing guys, you know, able to be on the field and just available. I think it makes a big difference mentally, you know, at this point of the year, especially, you know, so early. We want to keep as many guys as healthy as possible.
Ryan, I know you've gotten to know Alan Cruz pretty well. Him being a legendary center, you're playing with Tyler Linderbaum, who had a great rookie year. Have you seen any similarities between them, either on the field or off?
I mean, off the field, they're completely different people, but on the field, they have very similar tenacity, I would say. They play with the same tenacity and just kind of, you know, when they get upset, there's definitely another switch about them where they're just not going to take anything from anyone. So they both have that about them, and that's something you always want to see in your center.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.